B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Pete, what's up? How can we help you?
Hey, I'm seeing this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, she just ghosted me. And I have no clue why. It's been really weird.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on. It happened right after Christmas.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. What'd you get her for a gift?
Well, I got her a lot of gifts, but I was talking to my sister about it, and she seems to think that it might have been one particular gift that might have made her mad.
What was that? What was that gift?
I bought her some lingerie. I guess that's more of a gift for me than it was for her.
That's not that bad. You said you've been dating her how long?
We started dating. Our first date was in September, so it's been a few months.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, man, I don't think that's
fine.
Bad.
That's absolutely fine. That doesn't sound creepy.
And
oh, there's more.
Oh, go ahead. What?
No, there's more.
Oh, yeah,
there's
yeah, yeah. Let him go. Let him go.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got her a size 8.
Okay.
Which my sister was like, oh no, she's a 0 or a 2 at the most. And I was like, what? I was like, how can it be a 0? And my sister was like, there's 00 and 000. I was like, what are you talking about? Those
oh,
are
yeah.
sizes.
That's such a weird thing to have for sizes. It's like your size is no size. Your size is double, no size.
Or double no size. Or
yeah.
triple no size.
All
yeah,
right.
So now I'm worried that she thinks I think she's fat.
Okay, okay. Okay, well, now we're getting... Okay, now that's starting to make more sense. Okay,
it's
so...
It's not...
No problem. This could easily be fixed. Easily be fixed. We'll call her up. We'll apologize. You'll say, hey, listen, I didn't want to be the weirdo who had a girl, you know, try the stuff on in front of me. I just kind of grabbed it and ran and figured we can return it together and blah, 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 blah. Easy fix.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hang on the phone. We'll call her next.
Thanks.
All right, second date update on the 10s. All right, we just talked to Pete. He f***ed up, but it wasn't that bad. He gave this girl, Chrissy, who's been seeing for a while, he gave her lingerie for Christmas, and he went a little bit too big on the lingerie. Honest mistake. Honest mistake. It's something that she probably, yeah, did get upset about, but I think that we can apologize our way. Are you on board with me for the apology? A lot of times I apologize for people, and then they get mad at me for apologizing. So if I apologize on your behalf, are you good with that, Pete?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's probably better coming from you than from me.
All right.
Put my foot in my mouth again.
Consider it done, my friend. Hang on the phone. Let's try and call it.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chrissy?
This is.
Hi, Chrissy. So my name is Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And it, can you just let me explain why we're calling you? It's all for a good reason.
Okay.
Okay, so how would you feel if I said that for 2020, we're going to kick the year off in style with you and somebody going on a free date provided by us?
Are you serious?
Yes. Okay, so listen. We got a phone call from a gentleman that you know, and I'm going to tell you his name. He likes you a lot. And he would love to take you out on a really, really nice date of your choice. So basically, you pick the restaurant, you pick the day, the time, all that stuff. You pick everything, drink as much as you want, eat as much as you want. We'll pay for the whole thing. We just want to see if you and this gentleman have a chemistry. I'm going to tell you his name now. But before I tell you his name, because you know who he is, I just want to say that he apologizes for getting you the wrong size lingerie for Christmas.
Okay.
Okay, you know who I'm talking about?
I think so.
Pete.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much who I thought you were talking about, and I'm good.
No, wait.
Being honest with you.
Well, hold on a second, hold on. He said that he apologizes because he's not usually like in a lingerie store, so he just kind of went in and grabbed what he thought looked good and thought that, you know.
Yeah,
no,
that's not, I'm good. Honestly, like, I'm not interested. And, like, it has nothing to do with the lingerie or anything like that, just so you know. Like, this ass, like, if you really want to know why.
Yeah.
This guy completely spoiled something for me that was really important to me, and like, it has nothing to do with lingerie. Like, I long story short, I've been saving up for a really long time to take my son to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he gave my kid money and basically spoiled the surprise that I was going to take him to Disney and said, enjoy your Disney trip, and just gave him money. And, like, spoiled the whole thing. Like, I've been saving up for 3 years.
That's not that bad.
But
it's taken me 3 years to save up for this, and I wanted to be the one to, like, do it, like, for my son, and he just, like, whipped out money and was like, here you go, enjoy your Disney trip.
And he knew it was a surprise.
Yeah, it ruined the whole thing. Like, I don't want to be on that.
Okay, well, hold on a second, Chrissy. I still think we can fix this because Pete's on the phone right now, and I'm sure that he is sorry. Pete, did you know you were ruining the Disney trip?
Are you kidding? I don't want to talk to this asshole. Ruin my kid's surprise.
Come on, I don't see how that ruined the trip. I gave the kid $200.
She wanted to surprise him.
Like, hey, go get yourself something nice. Like, you know how many hot dogs that's going to buy?
Actually, in Disney, not that many, but I'll be honest, it's so expensive there, but whatever.
At the very least, he could have talked to me and said, have you told your son yet? Would it be okay? Like, we have only started seeing each other since September. Like, it has not been that long. It's not your place.
Honestly, I totally forgot that it was supposed to be a surprise because every time we go out, you talk about the plans you've made and how it's going to be awesome and you're going to do this on this day and you've already got fast pass for this. So, yeah, it's not that big of a deal and it's not that great of a gift. I mean,
Come on.
You're
out of line.
Everyone's been to Disney.
No, that is not true.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not like this is the first parent who's ever saved up to send their kid to Disney.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, when you're a single parent, it takes you 3 years to save up for it. It's a bigger deal than you think. Like, you're obnoxious, bro. Like, I don't know what you want to do. I don't, like, you're obnoxious.
Hey, Pete, remember the part where I was supposed to apologize for you?
And you
were going to be quiet? Yeah. Please stop.
Yeah.
Chrissy, Pete said he's really sorry and he won't do it again. He won't ruin the next Disney trip. Would you like to go out with him again?
I'm good. Honestly, yeah. No, I'm good.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah, that's fine. If we're not going out, then maybe you could ask your son for my money back.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
All right. I don't care how much you like the person on the first date. Even if you're like, we're meant to be, don't spend too much time with them. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us for a Second Date Update on the 10s. We have a hilarious one tomorrow morning at 7:10. So be here and laugh on your throwback station, Hot 969.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.